We continue our learning. Le'ilu Nishmat Davi ben Menachem, Rushem Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Shabbos Parakeh, Mishnah Beis. We continue our discussion of animals going out on Shabbos and carrying various items, whether they're considered a masa, a burden, and it's a violation of Shvisas Behemta or not. Chamor Yotzei V'Mardas Bizman Shehi Kishurolo. Comes to a donkey, we allow a donkey to go out with a saddle, with a mardas, a small saddle made of cushions, and it's worn by the donkey to keep it warm. And donkeys are generally cold, so this is considered not a masa. It's not considered a burden, but rather it's regular clothing. The same we can wear clothing, so the animal can go out with this mardas. But that's only bizmanchi kashurlo. That's only if he tied it to the donkey before Shabbos, because that shows that the donkey needs this saddle to keep him warm. That's why it's a garment and it's not a masa. Now, if you tie it on Shabbos, why should it matter? If I tie it on Shabbos, it also shows that the chamor obviously needs it. The problem is that if you didn't tie it before Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to tie it on Shabbos for a different reason. You're not allowed to, the way to tie this onto a donkey, you'd have to lean on the animal. Leaning on an animal is an issur d'rabbanan hilchos Shabbos. You can't lean on an animal called tashmish b'baal chai. You're not able to lean on an animal because you're not allowed to ride an animal. You can't ride an animal because you may pull off a branch as you're riding the animal. So this is all prohibited on Shabbos. So I wouldn't be able to tie it on Shabbos without leaning on the animal. And therefore, since I can't tie it on Shabbos, I wouldn't be able to tie it on Shabbos. That's why if the donkey weren't wearing it before Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to, if it would be tied on Shabbos, it wouldn't be able to go out with it on Shabbos, because in that way you would violate the Shabbos. Others explain that it's not about that. It's the fact that when the donkey wears it before Shabbos, it shows that he needs it and it's a garment and he needs it to keep it warm. If it's only put on the Shabbos, so then maybe it's a burden. How do you know it needed it at all? It's only an indicator that it needs it to keep it warm when it's on before Shabbos. Mishnah then continues, Zecharim, which are rams, Yotzim Levuvim. They can go out, levuvim. What's levuvim? According to one opinion, it's a leather pouch, which is under the animal to prevent them from mating with the rechelos, the ewes, the lambs, which we'll see in a moment mentioned in the Mishnah. So that's one possibility. Some say it's a piece of skin that's tied over their heart. That's why it has the word levuvim, from the word lave. And that was to prevent them from being attacked by wolves. The wolves would attack them by attacking their hearts. So this would be over the heart to protect them. So either way, Zecharim are allowed to go. The rams can go out with this pouch or this strap, this piece of skin on top of the body, depending on where it is. And Rechelos, Yotzos, Shechuzos, Kivulos, Shechvunos. And Rechelos, the ewes, can go out. We have to translate each of these words. Shechuzos is where their tails are tied to their backs, which allows and which encourages, exposes the animal so that it will mate with the ram. Kuvulos is just the opposite, where the tails are tied down to their legs to prevent the rams from mating with them. And Kuvunos means that they're covered up. And this is where a cloth protects their wool from becoming dirty. And that was they put on from the very beginning, from the animal after it was born, in order to protect the wool. And some say it was to protect the wool, that it should stay soft and it should stay moist. So, and that was done for the females, and that's why it mentions Rechelos. And then Mishnah said, and ha'izim yotzos tsururos. And the goats are able to go out, the she-goats can go out with their others tied. Same reasons as we gave before. And when it comes to the issue of mating, and some say that you would tie up the udders in order to dry up the milk. And that may be a reason as well. And sometimes a pouch would be tied on the udders, not to dry up the milk, but to prevent the milk from dripping down and being wasted. But that was not at all to dry up the milk. Okay, so that's the different reasons why the Ezim are going out Sururos with this with the udders tied. But either way, we see that once again, the Zecharim, the rams, can go out Luvuvim with this pouch over the lower part of their body or over the heart. The Rechelos, the ewes, can go out with either where they have the tails are tied to the backs, or maybe the tails are tied to their legs, or kavunos, where they're covered up to protect the wool, and the she-goats go out, tsuruos, are allowed to go out with the udders tied. Now, these are all considered garments, clothing, and not considered a mas, and that's why it's allowed. Rabbi Yosei oser b'chulon chutz min ha-rechelim ha-kavunos. Rabbi Yosef says all of those things are considered a masa. Can't go out, the animal can't go out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah with any of that type of gear. He considered it a masa, but there's one exception. The rechelim, the ewes, can go out with kavunos, which was that last example where they're protecting the wool so that it remains moist and it doesn't get dirty. That's considered a garment, and that's not considered a burden. That's allowed. Rabbi Yehuda omer ha'izim yotzos tsururos liyabesh avolo lechalov. So here Rabbi Yehuda, assuming we understood the case of the she-goats and the previous halacha, so here he makes a distinction. He says they're allowed to go out with the udders tied tightly if the purpose is to dry, obviously is to dry up the milk. That's why it's so tight. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tana Kama, who felt that that was considered clothing, a garment, and not a burden. But that's only if it's tied tightly to dry up the milk. If it's tied to catch the milk that's dripping, that is not allowed because that would not be tied so tight. That would be tied rather loosely because you didn't want to dry up the milk. You wanted the milk to continue. You just didn't want it to drip anywhere. So that he felt that may fall off and that would not be allowed. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Uvama eno yotza. So we had the previous Mishnah told us for two Mishnahs by Mimehema Yotza. We had examples of what the Gamal can go out with and the Sus can go out with, and the previous Mishnah, the Rechelos and the Izim and the Chamor. Now we want to know what can an animal not go out with? What's considered a masa? Or we gave several examples of what an animal cannot use, what the problem is. Maybe it looks like you're bringing it to market. Maybe it's excessive gear it doesn't really need. Maybe it doesn't help you control the animal anyway. Says the Mishnah, V'mayinu Yotza, lo yetze gamal b'mituteles, lo akud v'lo ragul. Here it says, we're speaking about a camel. So we mentioned a camel. That was the first animal we spoke about in the first Mishnah in this parak. So now we're telling you what a camel cannot go out with. And that is a patch that's on its tail. Why is it there? Maybe identify the animal. This is not allowed. Others claim that maybe this is a cushion that's under the tail, to make sure that it's not injured at all by the strap that has the load of the animal on its back, maybe because we're afraid it's going to fall off or someone's going to pick it up. So that's mitutelas, that patch that's on its tail is not allowed. And then it says, loa code, velora gul. What else? You're not allowed to bring, take a gamal, a camel out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, can't walk with the forelegs and the hind legs chained together. Now, why would I do that? I don't want it to run away. Velo ragol. That's where, what else can it do? We can't, that's where the foreleg is bent back to, towards the shoulder of the animal. And it was tied also to prevent the animal from running away. Having only three legs to walk, it's not going to run. It can move, but it's not going to run very fast. And that is true, and that's not allowed because we mentioned this is one of the examples. This is a restraint to control of the animal that's not necessary. That's considered excessive, and that's why it has the status of a masa, of a burden. And that's not only when it comes to a camel. Or other animals, you're not allowed to tie them down with the forelegs changed to the hind legs or the foreleg bent towards the shoulder of the animal. Once again, it's too much of a restraint, not necessary on Shabbos, and therefore it's considered a masa. Mishnah continues, lo yikshor gemalim ze bazeh v'yimshoch. You're not allowed to tie the camels one to the other and pull. What am I doing? You're tying the camels one behind the other, and you're going to pull the first camel and the others are going to follow. That is not allowed on Shabbos, but, and we'll see why, but you can put the chavalim, the ropes, into your hand, and you're allowed to pull the camels in such a way as long as you don't tie the camels together. Now, the one point is that this is only allowed if a tefach of the rope is not hanging out of your hand. It has to be in your hand. Sometimes you're holding the rope and a little bit is hanging out of your hand. If it's a tefach or more, it's not allowed. You have this issue when it comes to even walking a dog on Shabbos, you have this question, because then it looks like you're carrying a rope on Shabbos. And not only that, I can't have that rope hanging within a tefach of the ground, because then it's not so obvious that you're leading the animal at all, and we wouldn't allow that either. And then, so this is something that we're not permitted to do. Now, the issue here is the Mishnah is telling us I can't do this here. I'm not there's a problem of masa, because, or the primary issue here is that there's a problem of masa because it looks like I'm carrying ropes. So that's what it means. Lo yikshor gemalim zeba zevi. I'm not allowed to tie the animals one behind the other, pull the lead animal, because the chavalim is one issue. The ropes is where it looks like I'm carrying the rope. But what's the issue with just pulling the animals? Let's say I'm holding the rope properly in my hand. So the issue is, and we mentioned this is one of those examples, it looks like I'm bringing them to market, bringing them to the shuk, which has the appearance of doing something mekach memkar on Shabbos, which is not allowed. So we have the rope issue, and we have just the fact that I'm leading the animals, the gemalim on Shabbos, when they're tied one to the other, that's the way you'd bring them to shuk. And then the Mishnah says the following, the concluding phrase, uvelvad shalo yichroch, meaning when we're speaking about the ropes, and it says I'm allowed to put them, I can't tie them. I'm not permitted, I'm allowed to put them, I can't tie the camels one behind the other, but I'm allowed to gather the ropes and lead of all the animals instead of tying them one to the other. I take the rope of each camel and hold them all in my hands and somehow lead them that way, that's okay, as long as Lashalo Yichroch, I can't wind a wrap, we know, Korech. I'm not allowed to wind the ropes around the other. What does it mean? It means that I can't twist the ropes together in a way that they're going to remain together. How so? That maybe I knot them together. So if I don't knot them together, so then it's then we're okay. What's the problem with they're knotted together? The problem is, Bar Tanur explains, Lav le'inyan Shabbos kamayri ahashta ela le'inyan kilayim. We're discussing now the problem of shatnez, believe it or not. We're talking about ropes where you have some of them are pishtun, some are linen, and ksasim shaltemer, some are wool. Lo yichok zubazu says the Bar Tanura, because when I put them together, it's kilayim, and my hand is being warmed when I put that together. So that's one way to explain the Mishnah. And some say that if the ropes are tied together with a double knot, I am allowed to take them into my hand as long as I don't wind them around my hand. Meaning the issue here is not that if I have them, the first opinion says, oh, if I tie them, let's say I knot the ends of the rope together, then they become shatnez, so that I can't hold in my hand because then it's going to warm my hand. Others say, no, the issue is not so much if they're tied together. The issue is that I'm wrapping them around my hand. Wrapping them around my hand, that's a problem. So even though the ropes are maybe shatnez, according to the second opinion at least, holding the ropes is not a problem. It's not going to give me any warmth. When I wind them around my hand, that's a problem. And there's an additional discussion about this knotting together. What kind of knot am I talking about? When I have wool and linen together, they really shouldn't be shatnez unless I make a double knot. That's where it's permanent. We know that in Hilchos Shabbos as well. So that's one opinion. Others say no. The fact that the rope is around my hand, so even a single knot may be a problem. This is according to that, at least according to that first opinion. So that's the issue here of shatnez. Now, it's important to discuss, when Farshim Av, the issue of shatnez, we always get into the discussion of Davashed Miskaven. Should we not say that here, what do I want to do? I have the ropes. So the ropes, you'll say the shatnez. And my hand is getting warm. So, but it's a davar shenu miskaven. I don't have kavana. I just want to walk my animals on Shabbos. And that's, I don't have kavana to warm my hand with a rope that happens to be linen and one that happens to be wool. Why is that an issue? So some say it's an issue because it may be davar shenu miskaven, but b'sik reisha, it's inevitable that you're going to get benefit from it. And even Rabbi Shimon agrees, who holds davar shenu miskaven, his mutter would agree that it's a b'sik reisha, inevitable it's going to happen. And it's a b'sik reisha d'nichalei. It warms you. You feel good about it. It's a positive benefit. So that's why this would be prohibited. And others say no, that the Mishnah here is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon would not prohibit this at all. It's only Rabbi Yehuda who holds Davar Sheni Miskaven is usur, that this Mishnah would be discussing and prohibiting wrapping this around your hand, or maybe holding them together when they're not in your hand. But Rabbi Shimon would not prohibit such a thing, because it's not a secretion, not inevitable it's going to warm your hand. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, this would actually be mutter.